Pup with Kids from the album Morbid Stuff here on 93.3 CFMU McMaster University campus and community radio. I'm Camilla and you're listening to On That Note. I have listened to that album Morbid Stuff quite a lot in the past week, an excessive amount, if you will. Not even the past week, over the past several months. And last night I was watching a live performance of that album in full, I think from not long after it first dropped. And it was so good, and I want to see Pup live so bad. So it inspired me to do some CanCon today with some of my favorite Canadian artists and some of my favorite tunes from them. This next one is an artist that I actually forget is Canadian, which I think is kind of the beauty in it sometimes, because when it comes to, say, American artists, it's not something you think about. If you learned they're from America, 9 times out of 10, you're like, okay. But when it's a Canadian artist, especially one that you've enjoyed for a while, and you just discover one day that they're Canadian, it touches your heart in a special way. And I always forget that Mac DeMarco is Canadian, which is what I was getting at there. So from Mac DeMarco, this is Ode to Viceroy. Mac DeMarco with Ode to Viceroy. There's some new music out that I have yet to tackle, but I just remembered that Hayley Hendricks actually released an album at the start of November. I'm quite a fan of her music. Just, it's such fantastic this time of fall music. Like, I've played a lot of Hayley Hendricks on here before, and it just gives such a nice cold November feeling, which we were not having for the vast majority of this week. So that's why I'm not really complaining about it right now, is because it actually feels correct, which I think is good. And also, Caribou came out with a new album as of yesterday, or not yesterday, but recently, was added yesterday, hence why I mentioned that. Anyway, so I need to check that one out as well. Of course, local, Canadian, love it. Another artist, Canadian artist, out with an album not very long ago, I think end of October, is Peach Pit, of course, which I've played quite a few tracks from. Well, I think all the singles that came out before the album themselves, that I've been really enjoying. I actually got an email, one of those special, you're the best, you know, when Spotify gives you the, it feels like exclusive access, like you're going to be the very first person to buy a ticket, and they like hand selected one and like wrote your name on it, even though it's just algorithms and statistics that give you a very slight chance of getting one earlier, not even a discount, just like, you know, you get early access, that's still not the earliest access. Anyways, I got one of those yesterday morning, and I saw Peach Pit a few years ago, loved it, fantastic concert, so fun live. And I saw the message and I was like, oh, I'll check that out later. Cause when I got tickets, they were not like particularly hard to come by. However, I had only realized last night that they're actually playing in London, Ontario, on my birthday in February. And I was like, that would be so fun. Except it's at London Music Hall, which is not a large venue at all. And they were pretty much entirely sold out minus the VIP, which is, I was kind of flabbergasted, but I'm going to keep my eyes out because a birthday concert would be a lot of fun. From Peach Pit's newest album, Magpie, this is Nowhere Next to Me.
Waking up on this side of it, I forget which I'm hiding in. I'm a wreck. I've been awful cruel, huh? Thank you.
Nowhere Next to Me from British Columbia's very own Peach Pit, off their newest release, Magpie. Playing CanCon today. Not always new, but we've had some new ones. Actually, that was the only new one. I lied. An artist I had to include, firstly, because I miss her music on Spotify so bad for the longest time. And it was, in fact, her birthday yesterday, Joni Mitchell, one of my favorite and also the best Canadian artist of all time. I have a Joni Mitchell double feature for us today. From the album Blue, I have Little Green. And then also because I've been thinking about this song a lot recently, Big Yellow Taxi.
Born with the moon in Cancer, choose her a name she will answer to. Call her green, and the winters cannot fade her. Call her green for the children who've made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer. He went to California. Hearing that everything's warmer there. So you write him a letter and say, her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem and she's lost to you. Little green, he's a non-conformer. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes they'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretending, weary of lies you are sending home. So you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. A little green, have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be so.
Wednesday, November 13th at 6 p.m. It's our monthly open mic night at The Grind, presented by The Grind and 93.3 CFMU. Open mic night at The Grind features singers, songwriters, poets, and performers, as well as great food and drink. Come out and enjoy, or come and participate. It doesn't matter if you play original music on the guitar, sing musical numbers to a backing track on your phone, write poetry in your spare time, come and share what you've got. Drop by The Grind and sign up now. Ask at the counter for the sign-up list. That list filled up quickly last month, so come on by, sign up. You can find The Grind in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center. Open Mic Night at the Grind, Wednesday, November 13th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. I heard that song for the first time in fourth grade, and because we were, I don't know, it was during my biology when we were, you know, learning about animals and plants and conservation and stuff. But I still remember to this day the profound sense of despair that that song gave me in my soul, and that has not gone away. But it, at the same time, you know, it does have me dancing shoe bop bop, you know. An artist I also did not realize was Canadian too till today that I have had this song saved for a pretty long time. It is Dad Sports, and this is Out for a Breather.
Brushing the words so calm in the tides, brushing the words.
For a breather, Dad Sports, here on CanCon Day, from Ottawa, I'm pretty sure. I had to do some research, but I'm pretty sure Ottawa is what I read. Grammy nominations came out today. Let me preface this by saying that I don't particularly care about the Grammys whatsoever, nor do I think they are just and fair. However, I do, for some reason, I'm always interested in just seeing, you know, who's made the cut, of course. And, you know, it's not that I particularly follow or cheer on any of the artists I enjoy, but I'd like to see. I just like to be updated. But this is kind of like, firstly, Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter now has the most, I think, nominations of any album in history. I think she beat out, the most Grammy nominated album of all time, surpassing Thriller by Michael Jackson, which it shocked me because, you know, I like Beyonce as much as the next gal. However, I do think Renaissance was a better album than Cowboy Carter. Maybe I just didn't Cowboy Carter as hard as I Renaissanced. Maybe I'm not the target audience. That's probably the most likely explanation. However, I do think Renaissance was better. you know, Texas Hold'em though, I guess. Chapel Roan, of course, nominated, I think, for Best New Artist, Best Pop Solo, something else, like three other things, I don't know. Love that she got a nomination though. I think if she did not get nominated for Best New Artist, that they would be a little remiss because she truly just took off this year. Honestly, I don't really have any more thoughts besides that. I thought about actually going in more in depth as to the nominees, but I actually don't care all that much. However, Andre 3000 and Jacob Collier also vying for Album of the Year alongside Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and Chapel Roan, I'm pretty sure. An interesting mix. Maybe. I don't even know if it's that interesting. Once again, it's not exactly, you know, top of my priority list, but I am always fascinated to see what comes out this time every year. Another Canadian artist that I absolutely love always, that East Coast representation, I can really get behind. From Always's Antisocialites, great album. This is Not My Baby. Not My Baby from Charlottetown's very own Always. I'm pretty sure that's how they say it in PEI. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. Ooh, you know what time it is. My favorite time. What's going on in Hamilton this week? Today is November 8th. For some reason, it feels so much like the 7th. It feels like it's a Sunday month, you know, when it starts on a Sunday? Anyways, tonight and tomorrow night, November 8th and 9th at 8 p.m. at Levity Comedy Club is Kyle Brownrigg. You can buy your tickets on the Levity Comedy Club website. November 10th, which, if my math is correct, is this Sunday at the Casbah, is Bands for Boobs 2024, celebrating 10 amazing years of music, community, and support. Every moment you enjoy will help make a difference, with proceeds supporting the Cancer Assistance Program as they provide vital services to those battling cancer in our community. Get your tickets on the Casbah's website. November 10th at 6 p.m. at Goddess House on 1035 King Street West is On Poetry, Poetry hosted by Rebecca Casolino, a night highlighting poetry created in and around so-called Hamilton, Ontario. Doors open at 6 p.m., open mic at 7 p.m., and the poets start at 8. Find out more on the Arty Crowd website. November 12th at 8 p.m. at the Westdale Theater, Jackie Cashian, a stand-up comedian who has been seen on After Midnight, Conan, Corden, HBO, Netflix, and Comedy Central. She's been heard on Bob's Burgers and Strange Planet and featured on NPR and Audible. Buy your tickets to see her over on the Westdale Theater's website. And then November 15th at 1 p.m. at the Dundas Valley School of Art is DVSA Artist Talk Chris Perez, a Hamilton-based Filipino artist practicing in abstract painting and mural art. He pushes moments of arbitrary movement to create an inner dialogue with material and environment, like that of an abstract dance with painting. His influences are derived from street art, graffiti, murals, abstract art, and expressionist painting. Register to listen to his talk on the DVSA website. And those are just some tidbits of things going on in and around the community over the next little while. Get involved. Community is so unbelievably important. And it feels good to have a community. So get involved. Next, from Broken Social Scene, a fantastic band to see live. Love a band that has a bunch of people on stage. You know, not just a four-piece, but like an eight-piece band. Amazing. Full brass section. Love it. a classic from Broken Social Scene. This is Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl.
Used to be one of the button ones and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the written ones and you liked you for that. Used to be one of the written ones and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on and you're not coming back, can't you come back? Used to be one of the written ones and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the written ones and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flash, talking trash under my window. Used to be
Support local independent media and get great deals with a Friends of CFMU card. For only $30, you get discounts and bargains all across the Hamilton area at various businesses. All you have to do is donate a minimum of $30 to 93.3 CFMU. For more information, just go to cfmu.ca and click on Friends of CFMU in the footer.
Friends is a word we use every day. Most of the time we use it in the wrong way.
Support CFMU and get great deals too. Use the card at Arcade, Amigos, Big B Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, and Dr. Disc.
Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like
That was another one from Broken Social Scene. That was 1972 from Let's Try the After, right after Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl, an absolute classic that I think about literally all the time. Once again, also just such a fun artist or a fun group to have seen live. I forgot that I actually did make a few notes of things that popped into my head that I wanted to talk about in the first note. It is a lot more ridiculous completely out of context, but the note just says the piano man, who's actually part piano, part man, which sounds like an Eldritch horror, and it is. But it is inspired, I think there were some like posts that like, you know, some jokes someone made about that, or they wrote like fake piano man lyrics that were like that. And then I just saw a video the other day of a girl who did like the whole piano man intro and then sang that, or the chorus it was. And it was the piano man, except it was about a man who is actually part piano and part man. And he had like keys for fingers and stuff. I actually saved her name with the intention of, you know, informing people to check it out, because I do think it is absolutely hilarious. Because she also made one of Jolene by Dolly Parton, but Jolene is actually just like a horrifying monster. Ellis Piper Music is her Instagram username for anyone curious about the piano man, who's the second lyric, it says, sing us a song, you're the piano man, a fusion of ivory and meat. So that's a little preview that I will give you, and I will say that it's actually, she's a very great singer, and it did give me a good chuckle, what can I say. As well, I saw a fun bird today. Well, I very briefly glimpsed a silhouette of a smudge, a small brown stain. But I did hear a fun bird call today from a white-winged crossbill. They're like boreal forest birds. My coworker had spotted them first after I was off work, and I was like, oh, and I booked it back to where I was. And I didn't even actually very clearly see them, but I did hear them enough that I was like, okay, I can track this on eBird, so I have it in my life list. It's a new life, or it's a new bird for me. It's exciting. But because they're a relative rarity this far south, you usually find them a little further north. And when they are down here, it's really dependent on the seed crops and whatnot, because they eat like evergreen seeds. And so I wrote a little note that was like, prior seen a group of 10 by another person, but, you know, very distinctly heard. You know, they have a very ubiquitous call. And that's all fine and dandy. But then I got an email of like, eBird sends out rarity alerts when there are uncommon species around, and it was myself. I got it, it had my name and everything, and I was so embarrassed. Not for like any particular reason, but just getting an email that's like not from yourself, that has your own name and something you wrote in it, it just feels, it, I was like humiliated. Once again, not for good reason. They're cool birds, but I was like, oh gosh, I'm the one. I felt like the town crier, you know. I have one from Feist now. I actually did not realize, and I feel like kind of dumb for having not realized that the song was by Feist. But now that I know, it makes so much sense, and I have not thought about this song in like 12 years either. So by Feist, this is a CanCon classic. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Feist. That was 1, 2, 3, 4. That song is just so cute. It's so fun. I think I have time for two more. This is like a kind of dumb story. Like, it's something that I think is meaning a lot more to me than maybe it will to other people, but it warmed my heart today. I was on a bus and it was relatively empty, and at one point the driver stopped, and on the quiet bus he asked if anyone in the back had seen a black iPhone. That was all the context, but literally everyone on the bus started, like, you know, they bent over, they looked under the seat, they looked around, they lifted their bag, and something about that is just, it was heartwarming. I don't know, because we don't even know who this stranger was who had lost their phone. None of us found it. It probably wasn't even on the bus, but we all took a second out of our day to try and make someone's probably awful day a little bit better. And it really kind of hit me at that point in time. And I had mentioned community earlier, and I think now more than ever, it's a great time to remember that we are all animals. We're all social creatures. And especially as it gets into the winter, it's easy to isolate. And, you know, even subconsciously. So I always, you know, I just thought it was a nice reminder that we are all human in the same human way. And to surround yourself with kindness, especially as it gets into the winter and the days that get shorter once again. Love the extra hour of sleep. Hate everything else that comes after it. Hate the fact that I'm going to leave the lovely little studio right now and it will be dark outside. But alas, speaking of community, this next track, didn't realize Half Moon Run were Canadian either. I feel like I've learned that and then relearned it several times. My roommate in first year of university, way too long ago right now, Izzy, she showed me this song. And I really like it. By Half Moon Run, this is Warmest Regards.
I wait to make a new start, a new beginning, but it feels like the end. And it takes one to know one, and I'm really not sure if I could put things back together like before. Thank you.
Warmest regards, Half Moon Run. I cut it a little close today. It is almost 6 o'clock, but I'm going to play a little bit of Neil Young's Harvest Moon to clue us up. Thank you for listening to On That Note here on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster University Campus Community Radio. I am Camilla. This was On That Note. If you're driving, drive safe and have a lovely weekend and a lovely Friday.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go. Watched you.